Wings of Chaos.
Since chapter 22 is a longer chapter, I've broken it into two parts. This is part 2 of chapter 22.
Chapter 22, A Second Spellbook. Shale, Keelan, and Ozarin snuck back to the inn, using back alleys through an indirect return route. Shale went straight to the stables and brought Trigger out. The fox leapt into her arms, yipping happily. "We need to talk," Ozarin said seriously, and they all found a table inside. It seemed the events at the warehouse had yet to be spread to the wider populace, but Shale guessed it wouldn't take long. Reverence arrived at the inn soon after, feigning casual as he slid onto the bench next to them. He ordered a drink and sat back with it, taking a few sips. They were all quiet, anxious. Finally, the monk spoke.
"Philip's been arrested, as I assume you all saw."
"He can handle it," Keelan said, and Shale had to agree. The druid was rather convincing about most things. Besides that, he had on a disguise. She wouldn't be surprised if he got himself out of jail within the hour with that silver tongue of his.
"Listen, I..."
Shale trailed off uneasily.
"I need to apologize. Something came over me and..."
She looked at Ozarin.
"I nearly got you killed. I'm so sorry, Ozarin. I know saying it won't change what happened. I just hope you can understand.
I can explain."
"Did you happen to see what Whisper did?"
Reverence asked before Ozarin could speak.
"What Whisper did?"
she asked, confused.
"What do you mean?"
"Whisper," Reverence straightened in his seat,
"killed 5 innocent people trying to get at that wizard.
5. He slammed a fist on the table, drawing the stares of a few patrons in the bar.
"You did this, Shale. You are guilty for these deaths."
Shale felt tears come to her eyes. Her throat was raw.
I didn't know. I mean, I saw the bodies, but I didn't realize."
She held back a sob, putting her hands over her eyes. The shame threatened to overwhelm her. The guilt.
5 innocent people dead. "We can't only blame Shale," Ozarin said gently. "We all did what we had to in the moment. Death has its place."
"It was murder," Reverence swore. Shale looked up at the tiefling, and the rage was written clearly on his face.
"Did Whisper get away?"
she asked in a strained voice.
"Yes."
"Then he's probably at the academy, hiding out," Ozarin said.
"Well, what do we do now?" Keelan grumbled, folding his arms.
"We need to get back and speak to the council. Try to get back in the good graces." He glanced at Reverence pointedly. "We need the help."
"I will stay back," Reverence declared, standing. "I must meditate on this."
"We should send a message to the academy for Whisper," Keelan suggested. Shale nodded, and soon they had one written and sent.
"Let's go."
She felt sick. Could Whisper have really done that? Killed so many just to get at the wizard? The three of them stood and made their way to the yawning portal inn. Philip sat alone in a small room with stone walls. He was free to stand and walk around the small room, but all he was given was a plain wooden chair. He didn't need to wait long for the captain of the guards to step through the door. He'd already given them his name. Felipe. Close, but not exact, as with any good lie. A guard brought in a second chair and placed it across from Philip's, and the captain sat, sighing heavily and rubbing his eyes.
"This is a mess,"
he muttered, looking up at the half-elf with discerning eyes.
"Your friends did this?"
Philip put on a confused expression.
"Friends? I promise you, Captain, I know very little about what happened in that warehouse."
"What do you know?" the man asked.
"Not much," he said earnestly. "I'm just a spice merchant who happened to be walking past at the wrong time. I ran across 2 wizards dueling, and I thought maybe I could help. I have a bit of healing skills, you see."
He paused, letting his statement ferment.
"I'm just lucky I wasn't one of the ones that, well, you know."
The captain looked at him, studying his face, then sighed again.
"Funny enough, I believe you."
Philip looked up.
You've never seen these wizards before? Honestly? Philip said. No. I've barely heard of wizards exercising magic in the city. Outside of the academy, of course. I didn't realize it was such a common concern.
Did you happen to notice that one of the wizards was a red wizard of Thay? The captain asked.
Philip shook his head and shrugged helplessly. Don't know much about them.
And that we uncovered a smuggling operation inside that warehouse.
Captain, I can't take any credit for that discovery. As I said.
He kept his demeanor calm, kind.
I was merely passing by when I noticed the fire and the shouting.
He took a deep breath.
I'm sorry those people had to die. I hope you find who's responsible.
The captain scratched the stubble on his chin, thoughtful.
All right, he said finally, standing and motioning for the guard to open the door. We may have to keep you here for a few days, in case we have any more questions.
That's fine, Philip said.
If you need to corroborate my identity, just go to the markets in the city. My buyers will tell it true. I've been selling spices throughout Waterdeep for the last 2 days. Even sold some at the academy.
The captain nodded.
Were there any survivors from the blast?
Philip asked, remembering the charred bodies Whisper had left.
It was bad, the captain said solemnly. Some won't return home. Others won't return in the same condition.
Philip nodded, his suspicions confirmed.
Check my bag. I have some healing potions you can take. I'm willing to spare, too. If you need more help with healing, I've also been known to dabble with my herbal kit. I could help.
Thank you. I'll take the potions for now. With that, the captain left, barring the door behind him. Philip sighed and looked around the square room.
Well, this is gonna be boring.
Shale, Keelan, and Ozarin were led by Elia, Remalia's tall, human handmaiden, from the entrance of the Yawning Portal Inn to a private room in the back, though the main room of the inn seemed mostly empty. Inside waited Remalia, her husband Arthagast, Laosin, and Omthar Froom. They had last seen Omthar in Elturel when he'd given them their ship. Another man, an elf, was seated there as well, and he was the only one they didn't recognize. He had long dark hair with streaks of gray and a weathered face with tanned skin. He was draped in animal hides and a green tunic that matched his deep-set eyes. Remalia introduced him as Daylan Winterhound, Ranger of the North and member of the Emerald Enclave. They settled in around the table, looking abashed. Shale was thankful they'd left Reverence behind, though she wished Philip were there to talk them through it.
"I believe we owe you an apology," Ozarin began softly, looking to Remalia, then Arthagast, and finally Laosin.
Our last meeting was abrupt, and our actions brash.
Remalia inclined her chin, showing she would listen to their plight.
We have urgent news, Ozarin continued quickly, and proceeded to tell them what had happened at the warehouse.
This is serious indeed, Arthagast said when the warlock was finished. But it seems you've made a dent in the cult smuggling operation. There's something to say for that.
It's in the hands of the city watch now, Ozarin said. As are the wagons filled with gold.
And the Red Wizard is dead, Remalia said.
Shale felt a tightness in her abdomen.
What have you learned from your council meeting? Keelan asked. The cult is busy in the north, Arthagast explained. They've been attacking villages with armies of kobolds and a red dragon.
Red dragon, Shale said. Does it have a name?
None that we know.
Remalia turned her gaze on Shale, who dropped her eyes.
However, Daylan has informed us the Emerald Enclave has captured another red wizard working for the cult.
What's his name?
Shale asked quickly.
Zelnar Jorhas.
The name didn't strike her as familiar, but that didn't matter. It could be him.
No, she thought. Keep your control. You must know for certain this time.
She could still see the blackened bodies of those Whisper killed, scattered on the ground. Innocents walking home to see their families after a long day of work.
What do you know about the incident in Triel 5 years ago?
Shale asked, turning to Daylan. Daylan turned his head, studying her curiously.
We suspect it was Zelnar who was behind the attack.
Shale nodded, tight-lipped.
Have you discovered anything else?
Keelan asked.
Omthar answered. We've moved off some knights to the High Moors to fend off attacks there. A black half-dragon has also been spotted, Leosin told them. 10 days ago, outside the very warehouse you told us of.
Resmir, Ozarin said thoughtfully.
It seems she may be one of the 5 worm speakers working for the cult, one for each chromatic color. The Enclave has learned the names of 2 others, Dalin told them. There is Galvin the Blue and Severin the Red. Galvin was last seen near the Sunset Mountains, but Severin's location is unknown.
Severin, Keelan repeated. We've heard that name before.
Leosin and Omthar nodded.
We told you about him in Elturel.
Right. Now what do we do? Shale asked finally. We don't have a caravan to follow anymore, so where do we go? How do we stop this?
Romalia looked to each of them.
We need the Lord's Alliance. We need you to find out what ritual will bring Tiamat to our world. If we know how it's done, perhaps we can stop it. If you find and follow the treasure and see where it's going, that may tell us where the ritual will take place.
A ritual like this will require a huge magical source, Ozarin said seriously. Have you heard of the cult searching for any large, powerful artifacts?
Nothing. At least, not yet, Arthagast said.
If we take out the worm speakers, then there will be no one left to complete the ritual, Keelan said.
Romalia dipped her chin.
It would not be easy, but if you and your companions do this, it would be a great help.
What about disguises? Ozarin asked. How will we infiltrate the cult?
Sounds like you've killed or had arrested anyone who knew your faces, Leosin pointed out.
We will leave the logistics to your...
Romalia paused carefully.
Capable hands.
Thank you for your help, Shale said, sensing the meeting was over. We'll send you a message when we leave Waterdeep.
Good luck, Leosin told them.
Omthar gave them a friendly grin.
Tell that Philip he owes me a drink, he chuckled.
One last thing?
Shale hesitated before standing. The giant pit in the other room? She pointed her chin and the closed door.
Where does it lead?
Omthar answered. It goes underneath the city. Adventurers use it to prove their prowess. Some come back and some don't. Strange creatures down there by the sounds of it.
Shale felt a chill and told herself she would not be one of those adventurers. The 3 of them slipped from their bench and exited the private room. Ozarin asked to speak with Leosin, and the monk took Ozarin aside. Shale saw him try to give Leosin the symbol of the harper's back, but he waved a hand and wouldn't accept it.
We all make mistakes, she heard the harper say. It's how you follow up with those mistakes that matters.
Is there any chance we can interrogate some of the imprisoned cultists? Maybe get our friend Philip out? Do you have any connections with the City Watch?
Leosin nodded and said, I think we can arrange something. As they walked past the large pit in the center of the room, a voice called for Shale. She turned and saw the tall, dark-haired elf Dalan standing there.
Mind if I speak with you for a moment?
She nodded to her companions and they headed out the door.
Do I know you?
She asked. He shook his head.
I felt a connection, something I had to share with you.
He looked at her with stern eyes.
There is something moving about in the world. We've seen the cult growing. We've seen the divide. It is times like this that we must all come together.
Shale nodded, though she wasn't sure she knew what he was getting at.
I don't know how to say this.
He almost looked nervous as he reached to his side and unbuckled a sheath, holding it out to her.
I am the caretaker of a restless sword.
Shale gave a confused expression. He drew the blade a few inches, revealing fine steel with runes along the flat side. The hilt was opal inlaid with silver markings. The sword can sense evil in the world, and it needs blood.
How can it sense evil? She asked skeptically, not moving to take it.
It is a magical sword. It has been a sacred instrument of the Emerald Enclave for a very long time.
Why give it to me? Shale asked.
I'm a ranger from Triel. I don't know anything about your enclave. When I saw you, I knew.
He paused, then said more quietly.
Some say Gwerin Winstrom themselves wielded it on their days upon this land.
Gwerin.
She reached a hand out to touch it, but Dalin pulled it toward him.
First, you must agree to join the enclave. We need you on our side.
She looked at the sheath with its strips of light and dark leather and the patterned designs of leaves, and she met Dalin's green eyes.
I will join.
With a firm smile, the elf handed her the sword.
Shale took a step back and drew the blade. It was a fine piece, a scimitar with a curve at the end of the blade. She felt a sudden warmth fill her as she gripped the hilt tighter, and felt a vibration in her soul. Dalen was nodding. She sheathed the blade and buckled it to her belt.
Thank you.
You will do well. He put a hand on her shoulder, then departed. Shale sighed and went out the doors, calling to Trigger. Then she headed to the market to buy a second scimitar. She always liked to carry two blades. Whisper found a dark, abandoned alley behind a small tavern and nestled in amongst a pile of refuse. He took a moment to cast an alarm spell around him to warn of any passerby. Then he reached into his pack and pulled out Asbara's spellbook, smiling as he flipped through the thick pages. So many spells to learn. His own spellbook was nearly identical. He drew out his own book and laid it on top, running a claw over the symbol on the front of the book. His book. The one he received from the Red Wizards of Thay months ago in the forest. The one that had taught him magic, the one he'd carried all this way. Whisper held it up, staring at the symbol for necromancy. Ozarin closed his eyes in the darkness of his room and felt another presence sweep over him. A flutter of black wings in his mind, a beak pecking behind his eyelids. "Am I lost?" he asked.
"You are following the path."
The Raven Queen's voice broke through, deep and soft, but also firm.
"Your pact, Ozarin. You are connected to someone. Someone you've seen before."
"Who?" Ozarin asked. There was no answer.
"Is it someone in the cult?"
A pause, then.
"Yes."
Listening to Wings of Chaos, written by Alexis Fienendahl and based on the Horde of the Dragon Queen D&D campaign. For more stories written by me, visit the link in my show notes. Thanks so much for listening.